Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Grass, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guests are UAS Chancellor Rick Caulfield and two Meritorious Service Award recipients, Allison Brown and Sally Smith. Welcome to the show, all of you.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here. Chancellor Caulfield, should we have you set this up for us?
Happy to do that, Scott. It's a real privilege to be here with two of the four Meritorious Service Award recipients that the University of Alaska Southeast will recognize here in Juneau at our commencement on Sunday, May 5th. The two who are here with me today are Allison Brown and Sally Smith. And we have two other individuals who will also receive awards. That's Kathy Kalkhorst Ruddy, who many people in the community will know, and Cheryl Samuel, who lived here and is a scholar and an artist who worked with Chilkat Weaving many years ago. She lives in Vancouver. She will also be here to be recognized. But this, I just wanted to say what a privilege it is to recognize these amazing individuals. This is an award that is approved by the University of Alaska's Board of Regents. We have a committee here at the University of Alaska Southeast that makes recommendations to me and to the president about suitable recipients. And I was just very, very pleased that the board approved these. The criteria for this is evidence of significant public, academic, volunteer, or philanthropic service to the university or to an Alaskan community. And I can't think of two more deserving individuals than those who are in the studio here with me today, well known to the community. Allison, as you know, who's here with us, is a lifelong third-generation Alaskan who earned a degree at the University of Washington, served many years with the Alaska Senate and House Finance Committees, and 15 years with the Alaska Permanent Fund. Served on the UA Foundation Board of Trustees and on the boards of Bartlett Regional Hospital, the Juno Symphony, Juno Arts and Humanities Council, Juno Lyric Opera, and Salvation Army Advisory Board, and also a very active member of PEO International, and was a past fellowship honoree of the American Association of University Women. And then Sally Smith, well known here in the community, a former mayor from 2000 to 2003, and also a former legislator from Fairbanks back in the day, worked for five governors, directed two state agencies, and served as field representative for Senator Mark Begich. Her background in music from the University of Illinois has brought her to teach at UAS and been involved with productions with Juno Douglas Little Theater, Perseverance Theater, Juno Symphony, Juno Lyric Opera. And she, I think, almost single-handedly developed the lovely holiday pops that we all enjoy every Christmas time, and served in leadership roles with the Alaska Municipal League, Friends of the Alaska State Museum, K2, president of Juno Rotary, I believe. Is that mm-hmm. right? And 13 years on our UAS campus council. So if there's ever any question about why these two individuals are deserving of this Meritorious Service Award, that listing should give you a good understanding of why the Regents approve these awards.
You two are very busy people, it sounds like.
I think my head just swelled a bit.
Allison, what is it about your life that made you decide to contribute so much to your community?
Well, having come from a family in the early 1900s, my grandparents all arrived here in the first decade of the 1900s, and in Nome and in Juneau. And the ones here in Juneau really put forth the effort to help Juneau become what it did become. And my grandfather served as mayor. And he also was on – he was a trustee, is what they called it, which is the equivalent of the Board of Regents, of the Alaska Mining and Agricultural College, which became the University of Alaska. That was in 1923. And then my father was very active in community affairs and with the university, and had a law firm here in Juneau.
So. Okay. How about you, Sally?
Well, I came to Alaska 50 years ago, and connection with community is really what it's all about. It's harder to do in a city, and I think life is about connection, people helping people, and the growth and human development of our surroundings. So for me, it was just a natural. My parents were in Illinois, and I found out just recently my great-great-grandfather had been mayor. So I guess it runs in our families. But Alice and I met when I came to Juneau the first time in the early 70s. And although our lives have taken different paths, there's been a parallel to that path the whole time. And it has been community service. Mm-hmm. So this is just really fun.
So I've found in the past with awardees, they don't usually like to talk about themselves very much. And I know you two know each other personally. So I'm going to try this. Allison, what is it that has sort of impressed you most about Sally?
Well, something that she was born with, and that is a lot of artistic talent musically, and she has shared that with the community. But she is so receptive to meeting people and conveying the best about Juneau to so many and helping, pitching in, and she's very savvy about everything from politics to the latest volunteer effort in our community. So I don't know how she keeps track of it all, but she does.
How about you, Sally?
Well, Allison is one of those people that saw a newbie in town and took her in. So she really has that ability to create a connection around the community. And it evolved into a friendship with her parents as well. And then every time I turned around, she would be somewhere ahead of me. When I went to work in the Capitol building, Allison was working in the Capitol building. And she was involved in the symphony. I played in the symphony. She was involved in Juneau Lyric Opera. I directed some music for Juneau Lyric Opera. And then I turn around and she's the board of trustees for the university. She's always there. She's always giving. And she has a circle of friends that she can influence to do good as well. And I think it's that ability to motivate others to contribute that helps to make her so special.
Okay. Chancellor Caulfield, tell us about the scope of this. How many awardees, maybe you mentioned this already, but are there here in Juneau and across the state?
We have these four awardees for the Meritorious Service Award. We also have one honorary doctorate recipient this year, and that's Richard Carstensen. So we'll have an opportunity to recognize him as well. We also have one other recipient who will be receiving meritorious service recognition in Sitka. That's Burgess Bowder, who's a veterinarian there and a longtime supporter of the university. And I think the important thing from my perspective is we will celebrate the recognition at our upcoming commencement, as I said, 2 o'clock on Sunday, May 5th. And these individuals are an inspiration for our students and our graduates. And we regularly have probably some 800 people present at our commencement events. And hearing the stories of these individuals who've given so much of their time and such a deep commitment to these communities really inspires our graduates. So it's an opportunity both to honor the awardees and also encourage our students to pick up the mantle and give back to their community in the same way.
Allison, thinking about that Sunday, May 5th, I'm sure you'll be able to share some words with the graduating classes. What might be a piece of advice you'd give to one of them about community and involvement?
Well, for those who are graduating, and many people who are graduating are older, have had careers behind them, and are more aware of what it is for a sense of community, I think. However, for the new ones that are graduating, the young ones, they are so enthusiastic about getting out and being free and starting to pursue whatever their life's goals are. But it's important to keep aware of their surroundings in order to see what are things that they can at some point in their life champion or forward the just be involved. And that really is what being part of a community is all about. And sometimes that takes a while to come to that realization. And I also believe in supporting your university.
How about you, Sally? What advice might you give graduates?
I think probably the biggest thing for me is that nobody stands alone, and that any skills they are coming forward with from a public university, hooray, those are part of all of us. And their success is on the backs of everybody who complements what they do. They can't do it without the other people. One of the things I like to say is we have to have our garbage picked up. We have to have our sewers cleaned out. We have to have somebody at the front desk. And we are all equal as long as we recognize the importance of those jobs within the community. We don't stand alone. We stand as a partnership, and that's what community is, a successful community.
Okay. Thank you, Sally. Chancellor Caulfield, can you remind us when we can hear? If I remember correctly, you'll have a chance to speak there on Sunday.
That is the norm, yes.
Yes.
And so this is our UAS Juneau campus commencement. Sunday, May 5th, from 2 p.m., and usually about an hour and a half or 2 hours total. It's in our Student Recreation Center joint facility with the National Guard. So we invite people to come to that commencement event. We're going to have probably over 700 recipients for awards across all of UAS. Many of them will be here in Juneau, so we're very excited about the upcoming event.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, that's the voice of UAS Chancellor Rick Caulfield, and we've been speaking with two Meritorious Service Award recipients, Allison Brown and Sally Smith. Thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for all that you do. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Go Juneau. What a
that's
great
right.
place to live.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Scott.
Before we lose touch, we thought this was low. Well, it's bad. Where'd all the good people go? I've been changing channels, I don't see them on the TV shows. Where'd all the good people go? We got heaps and heaps of what we sow.